The Lord be with you.
And with your
spirit. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew.
Glory to you, O Lord.
Jesus again in reply spoke to the chief priests and the elders of the people in parables, saying, "The kingdom of heaven may be likened to a king who gave a wedding feast for his son. He dispatched his servants to summon the invited guests to the feast, but they refused to come. A second time, he sent other servants, saying, 'Tell those invited, behold, I have prepared my banquet. My calves and fattened cattle are killed, and everything is ready. Come to the feast.' Some ignored the invitation and went away, one to his farm, another to his business. The rest laid hold of his servants, mistreated them, and killed them. The king was enraged and sent his troops, destroyed those murderers, and burdened their city. Then the king said to his servants, 'The feast is ready, but those who were invited were not worthy to come. Go out, therefore, into the main roads and invite to the feast whomever you find.' The servants went out into the streets and gathered all they found, bad and good alike, and the hall was filled with guests. But when the king came in to meet the guests, he saw a man there not dressed in a wedding garment. He said to him, 'My friend, how is it that you came in here without a wedding garment?' But he was reduced to silence. Then the king said to his attendants, 'Bind his hands and feet and cast them into the darkness outside, where there will be wailing and grinding of teeth. Many are invited, but few are chosen.'" The Gospel of the Lord. Now, for a moment or two, if we just go back to the, we can tie up a couple of things. We can tie up something in the responsorial psalm this morning, and then it also comes through in the Gospel. And it is that line there, Bless the man who makes the Lord his trust, who turns not to idolatry or to those who stray after falsehood. That's a very important line, stray after falsehood. And today, if ever we needed discernment, we need it today. Because every time you listen to the news or you read the papers, or you listen to the radio, and people are interviewed, especially maybe politicians or those who allegedly know what they're talking about, they seem to be contradicting one another all the time. And so you're left wondering, what really is the truth? And we got to seek after truth. And we don't really know who to believe. And so we need the gift of discernment, because we all have that gift, but sometimes we don't use it. So we need to pray to the Holy Spirit more and ask us to give us the gift of discernment, to be able to know what is right and what is wrong, because today so many people seem to be very confused. And if you come then to the Gospel this morning, the man without a wedding garment, if you apply that to today, where we are now, it's like somebody coming into a meeting and so on who has not been vaccinated, and he puts everybody else, or she puts everybody else, in danger. And one final little thing. Interesting, you find this interesting. Somebody early this morning was listening to the radio to the news, early morning news. And somebody was interviewed, and they're asked, why is it so many younger people are not being vaccinated? And they came up with a very plausible reason, really. And he said, it's because they don't read the newspapers, they don't look at the news on television, but they get most of their information from the social media, from, Twitter or whatever else, TikTok or whatever else they're on. So they're not aware of the dangers that are about by not being vaccinated. That seemed very plausible to me, that, there's so much information out there today. It's coming at us all the time, and it's confusing. And that's why we need the gift of discernment to know what is right, what is wrong, what is false, and what is true.